Nothing really matters to me. Except maybe giving something away. 888-696-1003. Let's do caller...
Hello, good radio.
Three.
Woo!
Caller three. 888-696-1003. You can compete for a lovely prize in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. That's up in mere moments on The Sound. 100.3 The Sound with CCR, Bad Moon Rising. I'm Andy Chanley, and Christian's here with me. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule. That's where someone will get a chance to match wits with Christian, which doesn't seem like a fair fight, and possibly win some tickets to a lovely outing of their choosing. But the question today that I'm going to ask you, Christian,
yeah,
it's one about Billboard chart records. Were you a fan of... did you ever watch... follow the charts when you were a kid? I did, man. Every Sunday I was listening to...
This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood. Yes. Down the most popular songs in the USA on AT40.
Wouldn't miss it.
Wouldn't?
Right after church.
Wow. Now, this explains so much to me. Church followed by Casey?
Yeah.
You dangerous man.
This apple's rolled a long way from that tree, baby. Anyway, in just a couple of minutes, we'll ask a question, see if you can answer it, and play more great classic rock. This is The Sound. Okay, getting into the time capsule for today.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's open. Thank you, Dr. Hawking. And on the phone, we've got Clarence from Chino. How you doing, Clarence?
I'm pretty good.
Awesome. You just picked up your daughter from school?
Yeah, and we're listening to the radio, and you said to call, and she said, call, Dad, call. So...
good luck, John. Nice. All right, well, hold on just a minute, because at the end I'm going to ask Christian a question today about Billboard chart records, Christian. So study up in the next 2 minutes.
Let me get on Wikipedia right quick.
Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule now for Monday, June 6, 2016. Remember last week I mentioned the Beatles signing their first recording contract to do a demo with George Martin at Abbey Road Studios? Well, 54 years ago today, the lads have the actual session, and basically auditioning for George with a cover of...
Cha-cha-boo!
He was not impressed.
Each time I give you a kiss, I hear music divine.
All sounds great.
So, besame.
So they do that, and they do three originals from the Cavern Club set, P.S. I Love You, Ask Me Why, and Love Me Do. How's it go? Well, Christian just told you. George didn't even sign their contract,
yeah,
so you know already he doesn't have high hopes. But he isn't even at the session. He leaves it to his engineer while he goes down the hall and does other stuff. He comes back to hear the playback, hates it. He thinks Pete Best's drumming is awful. He said they look scruffy, says their instruments are crap. Worst of all, he doesn't like their songwriting. And at the end of the tirade, he says, look, I've laid into you for quite some time and you haven't responded. Is there anything you don't like? And George shoots back, well, there's your tie for a start.
I didn't know that everyone was Jamaican.
They are. Thank you. That comment added so much to the... to the discourse here. But at that moment, that's what does it. George agrees to work with the kids almost entirely based on their personalities.
They had tremendous charisma. I knew that that alone would sell them.
And that rest of that's rock history. A side note, 30 years ago today, Dick Rowe dies. You remember who he is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the A&R guy from Decca Records who passes on the Beatles because, quote, nobody cares about guitar groups anymore.
No.
To his credit, though... he does
found
sign
one.
The Rolling Stones on George Harrison's suggestion. All right, so Christian, on this day in 1987, we're bringing Clarence back into the conversation. Which band becomes the first to spend 52 consecutive weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 with songs from only one album? Is it U2, GNR, or Genesis?
What year is this?
1987. U2, Guns N' Roses, or Genesis?
That is without a doubt U2. It's Joshua Tree, man.
Okay, is he right or is he wrong, Clarence?
What did he pick?
He said it was U2, and he's usually wrong.
Joshua Tree?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's right.
No. Say he's wrong.
Okay, he's wrong.
Yes, it's my boys.
It is, in fact, Genesis. The album is Invisible Touch. How about that? 52 weeks with... whoa,
really?
What is it? Oh, I think I dumped that.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Keep it clean. Put a quarter in the cuss can, Clarence. Tell him what he's won, Sammy.
He's won his choice of prizes from the booty box, including a pair of tickets to see the LA Philharmonic present Star Trek in concert at the Hollywood Bowl on July 8th.
That's awesome. And some soap to wash your mouth out with.
Yes. And in front of your daughter.
Yes,
Clarence.
Sir. Who are you?
Good Lord.
Show some respect.
Oh, my God.
Hold the phone, Clarence. We're going to get you information from you. And we'll let Genesis play us out.
Andy, I still haven't sworn. It's been like 5 months on the air, and that guy got the dump button on him.
Oh, heavens. Off to a rollicking start here on the sound.
Here we go.
Hey, in case you wanted to know what Every Breath You Take by the Police sounded like in a kazoo band.
I've always wondered. As malevolent this way, you know,
it is a little more cheery.
Yeah,
or harmless.
I'm more concerned for them than for my safety.
And in case you never wondered what that sounded like, you can have this.
I'd say that's officially now the afternoon's fight song here. Anytime we go into battle or we're playing a football
that's
match against another team, we're going to use that. All right,
sounds good to me. It's 100.3 the sound.
Round one. Fight.
We never take it easy on Song Fight. Every day at 3:40, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's clearly named Song Fight. And we'll tell you how to do that in just a moment. But you won on Friday, Christian, so you get to go first today.
I did, and I have to tell you, Andy, that I was not happy with my victory the other day because I feel that I was given a gift.
Oh, so, I thought it's because you're constantly miserable, but go ahead.
Words hurt, okay? This is what I'm going with today. The YouTube link is getting janky, so... let's see what happens. Here we go.
Oh. Wait, didn't you already?
Nah. I don't think so.
You did Games Without Frontiers.
Yeah, I'm on a PG. I did it all weekend, dude. I'm on a PG tear because you can't go wrong. He's coming to the Hollywood Bowl with Sting. I'm already getting excited for it.
Salisbury Hill from Peter Gabriel.
So good. The intro is 28 days long.
Okay, let me jump to the hook here for you.
About when he left Genesis?
I did know that.
End of poem.
All right, so then I get to throw a song up against that, and I've decided to go with a song that I dearly want the Foo Fighters to cover. I asked Taylor Hawkins to pass it on and get everybody excited.
If this is Band on the Run by Wings, I'm going to kill you.
No, it isn't. It's Moody Blues.
Ooh.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. Imagine the Foos
would be awesome
kicking this out.
Taylor would nail these drums. It's a great song, buddy.
I'll jump to the hook for you. All right, so if you want Christian's song today, you text C to 21003. If you want my song, this one right here, you want to text A to 21003, and we'll have the results after 6 o'clock. All you have to do is do the text, but don't do it while you're driving, because that's just
stupid.
That's really dumb. And usual text rates apply. So if you pay for text, you'll pay for this one.
May I congratulate you? This is a great song fight.
It's a tremendous song fight.
This is
so
much better than when you picked
While
My Guitar Gently
Weeps.
You
can just let the compliment lie.
You know?
Wonderful.
This is how it works.
It's really good.
Yeah. I don't hate you any less, but this is a really good song fight.
Good. This is the sound. I might have to find an excuse to be here tomorrow morning. Gene Simmons' daughter, Sophie Simmons.
Great personality.
Yeah. Two of them. No.
Andy what? Chanley.
She stops by to discuss what it's like growing up in a rock and roll family. 8:30 on Mark in the morning. She'll be hanging out with Mark and Gina. She's curvy.
You're an animal. You know that?
She's fetching. Seemly.
No. Let's turn off the microphones.
Toto. 100.3 the sound. We're Southern California's classic
Somebody's
rock.
Daughter.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Gene Simmons.
I like to dream, yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On a cloud of sound, I drift in the night. Any place it goes is right. Goes far, flies near, to the stars, away from here. It's poetry, that's what it is.
Is that what that is?
It's poetry. Poetry set in motion by Steppenwolf on the sound.
Oh, well, they got the good acid back then.
Someone online said Pink Floyd was just what they needed.
I see what you did there. It's very clever. One of our heartbeats, Andy.
Oh, nice. What was her name?
Carolyn Landis. She says she's doing 25 miles an hour on the freeway and would really like to hear
some Pink Floyd. You know what I think a money choice would be?
I know.
Stop it.
The name of the song is, it's the joke because it's in the title.
No, that one got me.
Right?
That got
good
me.
Good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
One 100.3 The Sound. We're Southern California's classic rock. And I'm Andy Chanley. Christian Hand right over there. The show is Andy in the Afternoon. And where were you on Friday when you got the news about Muhammad Ali passing away?
I believe that I was at home hanging out.
Okay. Well, I was out as well with friends. I'm looking up at a bar and I see the TV has gone to all Muhammad Ali. And I'm like, oh, that's... Oh, no. It's happened. He passed. Paul Simon was on stage in Berkeley. Listen to this.
I'm sorry to tell you this, Mr. Slade, but Muhammad Ali passed away. Yes. In the clearing stands a boxer. Fighter by his train and
charger. How many people can mark the passing with a song called The Boxer?
It's pretty good.
Classic. It just happened to have in his back pocket. Yeah, and tributes on 100.3 The Sound Facebook page all weekend long, and I'm sure you saw plenty of that on Facebook over the weekend. Another icon has passed on. We got more in the way of classic rock in just a minute. As a matter of fact, we're going to make Christian break something down in just a second, so stick around. Break it down again. It's Christian Hand.
All right, so check this out. This is Kashmir as if it was just played by a bunch of dudes. There's no strings on this thing. It's just... It's like a four-piece.
Yeah. You know what this needs on it?
Strings and a vocal?
Yeah.
That guitar tone's pretty sick, though.
It is pretty great.
Les Paul for days. Middle pickup setting for you train spotters out there.
And John Bonham chopping wood.
Chopping wood. I'm going to break it down two Led Zeppelin songs on the 25th at the Swing House session. So... If you're not getting tickets to that, you slept on it. It's completely sold out, Andy Chanley.
You do one every month, though.
I do it every month. And you should be on our Facebook page or the Andy in the Afternoon fan page. That's where the tickets go to first before they go anywhere else. And you'll be at the experience this.
Pretty great. Did you notice I did that on the beat?
That was actually pretty. It was so smooth good. I didn't even notice. Points, DJ.
100.3 The Sound.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
I sleep like an alley cat, an hour here, 2 hours there. If 2 hours, you fall, I don't want to miss anything. I don't need coffee.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Mm-hmm. 100.3 The Sound with Kiss and Rock and Roll All Night. Now, did you hear us saying it earlier? Gene Simmons' hot daughter, Sophie Simmons.
Couldn't just mention that it's his daughter.
It actually says right here on the liner, gorgeous daughter.
Does it really?
It really does.
Hold on, let me Google it.
Gorgeous spelled G-O-E-R. So it's Sophie like Georgia's daughter.
You don't even know what
Sophie Simmons. She's going to stop by. Look, I have no use for anybody in that family but her. She's going to stop by and tell us what it's like growing up in a rock and roll family. She's going to talk with Mark and Gina. It's going to be great.
Looks like I'm getting up early tomorrow. I'll be visiting on the morning show.
Maybe I'm telling you.
I'm going to get a name tattooed on my business.
She's all woman. I like her a lot. Where were we? Lost time for a second.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a second, I'll update you on the song fight so you can figure out who you want to vote for. A little hint, a little spoiler alert, it's me. We'll tell you about that in just a moment on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound.
Round one, fight.
We call it song fight because Christian and I will each pick a song at 3:40 every day, and then we do our best to present them to you, and you tell us who wins by a text. Well, this is the song that Christian chose today. He got to go first, and it's a good one.
My heart's going boom, boom, boom.
Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. You want to text C to 21003 if that's your jam. And if you'd rather vote for my song, Moody Blues, singer in a rock and roll band, text A to 21003. Don't do it while you're driving. And usual rates apply. We'll find out after 6 who wins the whole thing. Supertramp now on 100.3 The Sound.
Goes on forever.
Forever.
You can have a sandwich, come back, and it'll still be going.
So, we're about to start up the opening for the 100 minutes, even though we've been commercial-free already for a few minutes. Who's counting? We're going to go on to Facebook
we are actually
live video.
Oh.
Because we're not competitive enough with the song fight.
No. Nope.
I challenge you to a game of Trivia Pursuit, sir, and listeners can help. Listeners can help with their comments, so go find us on Andy in the Afternoon right now.
You're trivial.
All right, it's underway. You go to Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook, and we're playing. We're playing Trivial Pursuit. Genus what? Five. Genus five, whatever that means.
That's the serious genus, pal.
We're just working out the wager right now. You can follow along, even throw out hints. You can be our phone-a-friend. Facebook a friend. Meanwhile, we're doing 100
just
minutes.
Just in case this show is too exciting for you, Facebook Live.
We're doing two shows at one time.
Two shows at one time, everybody.
The same price.
Woo!
It's 100.3 The Sound. We're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock right now, and here's a tune that's about 500 years old, brought up a little bit more modern with the Animals. In one take. House of the Rising Sun on 100.3 The Sound. And one of my favorite songs about whorehouses in our library here at The Sound.
There's a long, long list of
many.
Those.
There
yep.
are many.
Yep.
My buddy Christian Hand here breaks down music on The Sound periodically. What you got?
Well, a couple weeks ago at the Swing House session, I did the Eagles Hotel California. I was talking about the fact that it was originally called Mexican Reggae because it's actually a reggae song.
Yeah, right.
And I played the drums and the bass and the guitars to show them that. And my buddy Alexa was there, and she was like, I was really bummed that you didn't play it with the drums, bass, guitars, and then the vocals so you could really hear what a reggae song it is. So I'm going to play that for you now so you can hear that Hotel California is Mexican reggae. Ready?
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air.
Colitas is marijuana.
Up ahead in the distance.
I thought that was colitis.
I saw a
that's a different thing.
Light.
You don't want to smell the warm smell of colitis.
No.
Dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven, this could be hell.
Yeah, Rastafari.
It's without all of the guitars.
Bumbleclap.
And she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California.
Could have been a Marley song.
Wow.
Really simple. You know what I'm saying?
So good. And that voice. The voice of Don Henley.
Beautiful.
Plenty of room at the Hotel California.
Yeah. Doing a little timbale feel.
Yeah.
Any time of year. Any time of year. You can find it here.
Good stuff, dude.
Yeah. It's great. So now when you hear it, and some things that people have been saying is that it breathed new life into a song they're so completely done with. And now they're not done with it again, which is why I love doing this.
You're like a sorcerer.
I got a wand you could check out if you want to come around this side of the old mixing board.
I don't know. Sounds suspect to me. 100 minutes.
Slytherin.
Commercial free on 100.3 The Sound.
We'll be right back.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock right now. Hey, Graham Nash sits down with Uncle Joe and talks about his first car, his first guitar, his brand new album. That all happens on Uncle Joe's Garage, and you can find it at thesoundla.com. I wonder if it's any less uncomfortable than the interview we had.
I was going to say, I was wondering if he talks about how much he dislikes us. And you know who sucks? Those two twats from the afternoon. I don't know if that's what he sounds like.
I don't know if you can actually say that. Well, can you?
Yeah, no, you can say that.
If you're British?
It's English. It's a colloquialism.
Okay.
You know? It's not bad.
The sound.
Sing it.
One woman deserves another, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Hear what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's like a theme.
Huh?
Yeah, well done.
Yeah? Two songs this, make a theme? I'm not sure.
After this, let's do Elton John's The Bitch Is Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Send your cards and letters to Christian, care of KSWD FM.
Dave Beezing.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
I'm a little hyperactive. I'm a little hyperactive. I'm a little hyperactive.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Round one, fight.
Well, let's have a look at the results. 54% to 46%. Christian wins tonight's matchup in song fight. So if you're rooting for Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill, there you go.
And
if
but
you're rooting
you won
for
the...
Moody Blues, I'm Just a Singer, well, then we're losers.
But you won the Trivial Pursuit game.
I did win the Trivial Pursuit game.
For both of us.
I guess so.
You know? Congratulations.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, you do
a song fight. We'll do it again tomorrow at 3:40. So tune in for the beginning of it on 100.3 The Sound. Thanks for all your votes.
You're welcome.
Christian's going to take us into some Who.
Who?
Who.
Oh, the Who.
Who.
I don't think I need to say anything, do I? Just go like this.
Who are you?
Flamethrower.
He said, you can go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away.
Amazing.
It's electric.
I staggered back through the underground and the breeze blew back my hair.
Hey,
I remember throwing punches around and preaching from my chair. Well, who are you?
Incredible.
That's
come
really
on.
Great.
I really want to know.
No. Like, how are you doing that?
You.
I mean, the fact that guy can still sing at this point is...
I really want to know.
Just a little more.
I took the tube back out of town, back to the rolling pin. I felt a little like a dying clown with a speak orange engine. I stretched back and I hiccuped and looked back on my busy day. 11 hours in the tin pan. God, there's got to be another way.
Roger, wow.
Who are you?
I mean,
that's something.
If you don't got goosebumps off that, or you got problems, and you need to check that you might actually be dead.
Woo! That's fun.
That's incredible, man.
Goosebumps. It's 100.3. The sound. Fun
nobody
stuff,
like
Christian.
It. Nobody like it. Incredible.
It's a bad way. Roxanne.
It is. It's the bad touch.
100.3, The Sound. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon, and I'm sure glad that you are. We've had a great time today, played lots of great classic rock, had some breakdowns, classic rock time capsule. Didn't get a chance for this little news item. Axl Rose, now that he's out doing the Guns N' Roses thing, AC/DC, he's apparently had his legal team try to get all of those fat Axl pictures from the middle of the last decade taken down off the internet. They're sending out takedown notices to Blogspot and Google user content demanding they take down these images, especially one taken in Canada where he's wearing a red bandana and a gi, I guess. Some of the memes that have been developed online, go check these out. Of course, there's Welcome to the Jungle. We've got lots of cake and many others. My favorite one, I just found this one. He's been...
Yeah, right, buddy?
He's been dancing with Mr. Coldstone.
That's pretty good,
it's
man.
It's delicious. Yeah. Anywho, go check out those memes.
I just got a lawsuit sent to us by Axl Rose, in fact, oh, Andy. Yeah, yeah.
Very litigious. Up next, we've got our goodbye song, and Rita Wild follows us.
Dancing with Mr. Coldstone.
That's
very good.
Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us today for the program. Means a lot. Sing along. We're on Facebook Live right now. Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always remain in my heart. So
good night.
And sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams to you.
And you.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
Every dream comes true.
And now, until we meet again,
say adios,
au revoir, auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, saddest boy, I love you.
Good night, Daddy, I love you.
Good night, Viv, you little mess.
Yep.
Love her. Rita Wild's in next, love her too, she's good people. We're going to see you tomorrow on 100.3 The Sound. Thanks, everybody.
I can play this to anything.
Yeah, it's nice. It really adds something.